Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, with laundry room designs meant to bring calm to everyday routines. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last October, St. Louis went a little bananas. Well, actually, a lot bananas. That's when more than 160,000 people, within just 72 hours, entered a lottery for a chance to buy tickets to see the Savannah Bananas at Busch Stadium. Now, St. Louis is famous for being a baseball town, but the Savannah Bananas do a heck of a lot more than play ball. Here's how its take on the sport was described by an announcer at a recent Savannah Bananas game at its Georgia home stadium.
This is not your granddad's pastime. This is not just another day at the ballpark. This game is baseball by birth, fruit by name, and an absolute worldwide phenomenon by the grace of God. This is the time for every single person here at historic Grayson Stadium to get on your feet and give me your voices. Because this is the greatest show in the sports. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Banana Ball!
Now, Banana Ball players take command of the field, the dugout, even the stands. And they do it all with fancy footwork, comic flair, and even with flames, all with one goal in mind, to make sure attendees go home feeling like they won because they had so much fun. The Savannah Bananas STL games in April were postponed because of rain. So this Friday and Saturday, folks who were lucky enough to score those much-coveted St. Louis Banana Ball seats will fill Busch Stadium. And when they do, they'll get to see the many skills, including the signature stanky leg of one Savannah Banana whose hometown is STL, pitcher Noah Nisnik. And he joins us now. Noah, welcome to St. Louis on the Air, and thanks for making time to talk with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So, Noah, how is it that you described Banana Ball to friends and family when you first started thinking about playing it yourself?
Simple as it gets. You know, we're baseball with some show and entertainment mixed in. You know, we're trying to get the fans involved more, you know, make them feel like, you know, they're part of the game, and then just kind of entertaining in between playing baseball.
And what was your first exposure to the game?
Just seeing them, you know, on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. And then having a couple of teammates that played for them when they were a collegiate summer ball league back in college.
What was it that appealed to you, Noah, about Banana Ball?
I think that mainly just, you know, the fast pace and just having fun and getting the fans involved. You know, you're still playing the game. You're just, you know, just entertaining.
Now, before we get to how you started playing with the Savannah Bananas, I'd like to rewind a little bit and go back to your baseball beginnings. How was it that you were introduced to, you know, your grandfather's pastime, as we heard it described in the intro, like when you were a kid?
Yeah, you know, at a very young age, really, since I could pick up, you know, a ball, I was out there in the backyard with my mom. You know, she's tossing me the ball, and, you know, I'm swinging, hitting as hard as I can. And then just get introduced to the Cardinals, you know, watching Jim Edmonds, you know, Yachty, Edgar Renteria, Eckstein, you know, all those old-timers, Pujols and all them, and just trying to, you know, go in the backyard, throw the ball up and dive around like Edmonds as a kid. So I'd say the Cardinals were, you know, definitely the reason.
So you took to it pretty immediately then?
Oh, yeah, right away.
Yeah.
It caught my eye, and we haven't looked back.
And do you think that St. Louis's being a baseball town really set you up to embrace the sport the way that you did?
Absolutely. You know, that city, you know, is born and bred and just eat, sleep, breathe baseball. So, I mean, it definitely, you know, just seeing that buzz around, you know, being a baseball player growing up as a little kid, you know, you're kind of starstruck and it really just sticks with you.
What was your first game? Do you remember that?
I faintly do. It was at the old Busch Stadium, Busch Stadium 2. It was against the Astros, and all I really remember is seeing Scott Rolen come running out to third base, and we were right there up the line.
As a high school student, Noah, at St. John Vianney, it has a very strong baseball history. And while you were there, your team won a state title in 2018. And then as a senior, every game you pitched, the Golden Griffins won. Did you want to go to that school in particular because of that history?
Yeah, it was between there and CBC, and because my cousins went and played at CBC as well. But, you know, Scott Brown at the time was at Vianney, and my cousins, you know, loved playing for him and had very high regards for him and his coaching ability and him as a person. So I think, you know, there's that baseball history and, you know, Coach Brown being there at that time definitely was a driving factor.
And I do know that, you know, for those who are aspiring to play at higher levels, you know, where you choose to go to high school is really important. And after high school, you went on to Southeast Missouri State, and you had a very solid senior year that season. To finish off your college career, you set career highs in wins, you know, innings pitched, and strikeouts. Throughout that time, Noah, what were your baseball aspirations, especially once you started playing at the college level?
You know, same as every ball player that makes it that far, just, you know, going to play at that next level of pro ball, you know, the whole dream of my whole life was to play for the Cardinals. But as we got older, it was just whoever, you know, offers me. But, you know, it didn't go that way. And now we're here.
Your SEMO athlete profile, it says that you majored in mass communications, and we're here talking for a radio program. I mean, was mass communications or anything that's related to that part of the larger vision that you had for how baseball would be part of your life post-college?
You know, to be honest, not really. I was just, you know, thinking it really just, you know, caught my attention. I thought it could be interesting, you know, learning what goes on behind the scenes, you know, of, you know, the media and how they go about, you know, working with businesses and all that kind of stuff. Never really tied it to baseball, but now that we're here with the Bananas, you know, it kind of full circle because we deal with a lot of social media with our job. So learning how to talk, you know, to the media, how to post, when to post, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some of that content too. We're talking with St. Louis and Savannah Bananas pitcher Noah Nisnik. Noah will be back in his hometown this Friday and Saturday, which is when the St. Louis Banana Ball goes down before a sold-out crowd at Busch Stadium. So, Noah, enter the Savannah Bananas after you graduated from Southeast Missouri State, or SEMO. You're hoping to get drafted by a Major League Baseball team, and I understand that it was after that draft window closed that the Savannah Bananas reached out to you with an invitation to try out for its team. What were your first thoughts?
At first I thought it was fake, just because, you know, it was on Instagram messages, but then I saw another person from the organization followed me as well. So I thought, you know, starting to think there's some truth to it. So, you know, I bit, and turns out it was true. And then we went and made an application and then made a video, which was choreographed by my lovely girlfriend.
Yeah.
She kind of took that and ran with it. And, you know, then I went to a private workout down in Dallas, and now we're here.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any reservations at all about playing banana ball, given its entertainment focus?
Just watching it, I didn't know how much of baseball it was, nor was it, you know, up in the air whether it is scripted or not. But, I mean, honestly, I kind of knew it wasn't scripted, the game, just because it's nearly impossible to script baseball.
Right.
So, as it went on and then I finally got here, you know, you get acclimated and you finally see, you know, how much of it is still, you know, the game we all know and love. It's just the entertainment stuff mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Were you considering other baseball options besides the Savannah Bananas at that time?
I was thinking a little bit about, you know, going the independent ball route, but mm-hmm. I just kind of, you know, thought it was time, and I was kind of accepting that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I was done playing and, you know, starting to get into, you know, coaching with pitching and whatnot a little bit.
Did the tryout in Dallas affect how you felt about making the Savannah Bananas team? Like, did it make you want it more?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just the competitive nature in me. You know, I'm a competitor once I'm out there, and, you know, once, you know, it becomes a tryout, you know, you want it just as bad as any other opportunity.
Right, right. Now, you've talked in other interviews, Noah, about your mom, you know, what she did to support your baseball career, like all the places that she had to take you. You've talked about her being a single mom and how, you know, that could be really challenging. What did she think about the possibility of your becoming a banana ball player?
she pretty much gave me no other option besides to do it. even before, you know, I graduated, she would always be sending me videos of them saying how I would be perfect for it, you know, with how I am out there when I'm on the field. So mm-hmm. she definitely was pushing heavy for it.
So I mentioned the stanky leg, which is a dance move as your signature in the intro. I mean, is that part of what she was talking about, or is it something that you picked up once you got on the Savannah Banana mound?
That's pretty much what she was talking about. You know, I like to dance. I like to move around a little bit and, you know, work quick. So it kind of went hand in hand.
For people who aren't familiar, Noah, with professional baseball, how do you describe the difference between, you know, how you approach Major League Baseball and its minor system and the Bananas?
I mean, you essentially just treat it the same. You know, we're high quality athletes. You know, we're pretty much essentially just pro baseball players. You mean you treat it just like in a normal other, you know, big leaguer would. You know, you attack it, you know, with some confidence. You get in, get out, mm-hmm. put the work in. You know, you're not really trying to slack, because once you start slacking, you know, you're gonna get lapped.
Right. When you practice, Noah, do you practice, you know, baseball and choreography, for example, separately? You know, it's like doing leg day and arm day.
sometimes, but there are days where we are, you know, we got both of them. Like today, we let off this morning with entertainment rehearsal, and now we are just about wrapping up practice.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, many things that is different between banana ball and baseball are the rules. And two of the banana ball rules stood out to me as ones that would affect you very specifically as the pitcher. That's rule number 5, which is that batters can steal first base. And then rule number 7, that there are no mound visits. Was it hard to adjust to those rules?
A little bit. You know, you go from, you know, having mound visits, having, you know, those pitching changes and whatnot, and then you come here and, you know, you're pretty much solo out there. You know, mm-hmm. You get in a little bit of trouble. You got to find your way out of it. So you kind of get sped up a little bit at first, but you learn as you play the game. You know, you're learning every day just what to do, you know, when you're struggling a little bit. You need to take a little breather and all that, and just, you know, kind of lock back in.
Mm-hmm. So that being on your own, you had mentioned earlier the idea about games and scripting. You don't script the game's outcome. So in other words,
No. You
don't know who's going to win or lose?
Right. I mean, any given night, anybody could win.
Yeah. What is it that you do use a script or some preparation for?
That's, you know, strictly the entertainment, you know, in between mm-hmm. inning stuff. You know, the pregame entertainment, and then, you know, like when the pitchers have their dance in the middle of the game that we always see all over TikTok, those are scripted in. We rehearse those. But, you know, yeah, just all the entertainment stuff is the only thing that we script and mm-hmm. rehearse.
This obviously, what you're doing now involves a lot of travel. What has life on the road with the Savannah Bananas been like for you?
It's essentially the same, you know, traveling as college, just a lot more chaotic and a lot more people. You know, we're traveling and we're bringing almost all the organization, you know, everybody from, you know, tickets and merch all the way up to, you know, the players and the entertainers. So it's just a little more chaotic. You know, there's a lot more people around, and essentially just one giant, you know, one giant family just all traveling on the road.
Do you embrace the chaos, Noah?
Oh, absolutely. It makes it a little more fun.
And is there an in-game experience that you particularly like, whether that's something that you're directly involved with or you just get to watch?
Yeah, it's got to be, like, in-game, it's got to be, you know, our run scoring celebrations that guys do, and then just seeing the trick plays that these guys put on behind me, you know, day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. What does that celebration look like?
It's anything from a dance to a skit to, you know, singing. So, it's all over.
Mm-hmm. So, Banana Ball, Noah, it's known for a fan's first ethos. Has that changed the way that you yourself experience baseball, both as an athlete and as a spectator?
Yeah, it definitely has. You know, I mean, you see all the time, when people don't sign for a kid, you know, you're kind of feeling like, why? And, like, you couldn't stop for a couple of seconds and just made that kid's day, you know, and then you finally, you know, you get put in that situation and you just, you know, I just want to sign for everybody. You know, it's kind of like the energy around here. It's contagious, you know. Once you get that first experience of it, you know, you just love, you know, getting to make all these kids' days, you know,
yeah.
Like they're saying, you're their favorite player. You know, they're just dying, you know, just for you to sign their ball. Just like one little interaction like that will go such a long way.
Mm-hmm. That's very sweet. I mean, the Savannah Bananas has sold out every game it's ever played, from what I understand. I mean, does it surprise you that Banana Ball has been so popular?
Not so much surprising. I mean, you could kind of see it, you know, once you're here, you know, see like the energy that is just put out. And, you know, the people just start talking about it, all the crazy stuff that we do, the stuff we put on. You see it all over. So it's kind of not surprising, but surprising at the same time, just because it's, you know, we're not the MLB. So you don't think, you know, people aren't going to be watching something if it's not the MLB.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, look at all the crazy stuff that we got going on.
Yeah. I mean, you all now have 9.3 million followers on TikTok, and that's nothing to sneeze at. Do you think that popularity maybe has something to do with fans and what they're not getting from Major League Baseball, which has been seeing a decline in interest?
Yeah, and then also, you know, people, I mean, a lot of the time people say baseball is boring, you know, it's really a mind game, it's a mental game.
Mm-hmm.
But and so we kind of, you know, with us, you know, switching up a little bit and bringing some of that entertainment in, you know, with the players and whatnot, it certainly, you know, grabs the attention once you see like a video of it, because it's not something you would normally see on a baseball field.
Right, right. The bananas are not boring.
Right.
So I want to come back to your hometown. Now, during the 2024 tour, the Savannah Bananas didn't play in St. Louis. Was that something of a disappointment, Noah, or maybe a relief since, you know, it gave you a solid season to get into character?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was disappointing, you know, last year not going there. Just because, you know, you want to play in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a bunch of the guys, you know, playing in their hometown and how cool it is. But I think it also was probably better, you know, get a year under my belt before going there and playing, just to, you know, get the hang of it a little bit.
Yeah. Now, of the 40 cities the Savannah Bananas is visiting this season, STL's lottery list was the biggest. And, you know, Busch Stadium has 46,000 seats. That's pretty large, but the demand here was greater than it was for places that have larger pro and college football stadiums. Is that a point of pride for you?
Oh, absolutely. It just goes to show, you know, how big of a, you know, sports city, a baseball city, you know, St. Louis is, and the support they put on for the sports that come into town.
So, Noah, how does it feel to be coming back home to play in the stadium that, you know, your favorite team has played in?
It's surreal. I mean, it really doesn't feel real yet. I think once, you know, I step foot in the stadium, you know, on that field, I think it'll probably hit. But, you know, I mean, it's just exciting. There's really no other way to put it. It's really just a dream come true.
And we talked a bit about your mom earlier. She'll be in the stands, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who else will be there?
Just about anybody and everybody that I know.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot in the stands.
Uh-huh. Have they promised certain signs they're going to hold for you?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be a couple.
So there have been a dozen or so Savannah Bananas who've gone on to play Major League Baseball, Noah. Is that something you're still aspiring to do?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, I love it here. Mm-hmm. They take great care of us. You know, I love what I'm doing. I don't see a change or a need for a change. You know, I don't know if I would leave. I mean, that just goes to speak with everything we got going on here, how great it is, how great the people are. You know, it's one big family, and, you know, I'm happy to be here. Although, I mean, the kid in me would always love to, you know, play for the Cardinals, play the great game in the MLB, but we're happy where we're at.
Yeah. And the final question here, Noah, can you see yourself maybe leading a banana ball team based here in St. Louis, maybe a team called, you know, something like the T-Ravers or the Gooey Butters?
You know, those are two great names. I might have to throw that into the hat.
Okay.
You know, I think if, you know, in sometime in the future, if they were to put one in St. Louis, I think it would be phenomenal. And, you know, I think it would thrive.
Well, we'll look forward to that prospect. And thanks again for making time to talk with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Noah Nisnik is a St. Louis native and a pitcher for the Savannah Bananas Banana Ball team. St. Louis Banana Ball will bring Noah home for two sold-out games at Busch Stadium this Friday and Saturday.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw and by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer. Recorded and edited by Alex Hoyer.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.